All right. I'm talking to some very large men. I'm a big guy, but I'm a little intimidated right now. We should be sitting down or something. Okay, I'm talking to Michael Hutz and Alex Hill. First, both of you went out with injuries today. Let's start with you. What nicked you up? You were down for a bit.
Penn State brought a blitz, and I went to pick up my linebacker, and Michael Hutz, you know, he was doing his job, and he got a great block, but the guy ended up getting blocked into my leg a little bit.
Yeah.
Just shaking up a little bit, you know, got a little scared, but
yeah.
Came right back in the game. Nothing's really wrong. So
yeah. And, Mike, what was your injury?
So I just kind of got rolled up on a little bit, so I just kind of went out. I wasn't quite feeling right, so went out and checked it out. They looked at it and said, oh, you're fine. So then was able to go back in for the game winner and stuff.
Right. Okay, I'm going to leave this open for either one of you. Senior day. 5 full years, you know, patchwork offensive line. Teddy's out, Simon's out, and you guys put together this drive and kicked the winning field. What's that like?
It's a great feeling. I mean, like you said, we have people out, but we have, as an O-line stuff, we have people that work hard, and that's what helped get it done and stuff.
Yeah.
The discipline and just giving it your all no matter what.
Yeah.
So, but it feels absolutely awesome.
And we lose guys like Teddy Karras and Simon Sijanovic, but I mean, when you have guys like Christian DeLauro, Joe Spencer, Chris O'Connor, Pat Flavin, Austin Schmidt, they can just step in, and it's like we didn't miss a beat. I mean, last week, the only sack we gave up in the last game was the safety, and this week, I mean, we might have only given up one this game. So, I mean, once we find our rhythm, man, it's like we don't really miss a beat. And then, you know, we have Ted and Simon on the side just motivating us to finish it through and push on.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So now you got the win on senior day. One more game. You were both redshirting at the Texas Bowl, right?
Yes.
Did you both go? Were you both traveling? Okay. And then you had San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then 2 years without a bowl. So now one game to get another one. So tell me about
the
that.
Significance of this is we're 2-2 in the last 4 years against 2-2 in the last 4 years against Northwestern.
Yeah.
2-2 for a bowl game. So we beat Northwestern, we go to a bowl. Lose, we don't. So
we are undefeated in bowl games.
Yeah, we are. So
That's true.
You have so much fun in a bowl game, and I told my guys earlier, I'm selfish, so I'm going to do everything I can to get one more week with these guys. Anything I can possibly do. A few more weeks, you know, because we still get a few more extra weeks of practice. But
yeah.
I'm not ready for my time to be done here.
Yeah.
It all depends on this week. I mean, our season could be 7 days or it could be longer. It's just
how
we prepare and what we're willing to do.
So as seniors, I mean, as senior leaders on the team, how do you bring that urgency? How do you give that urgency to your teammates?
Coolest things is, you know, we have some of our young guys that really bring the urgency for us. I mean, today, something bad happened in the game, and Mikey Dudek walked up to me and looked me in my eye and said, hey, man, we're about to get this down for you. And 2 plays later, he made the long catch on the winning drive. So, I mean, those guys, they're so mature for their age. It's kind of like, you know, I'm so proud of those guys. And they're starting their own legacy. We always talk about the seniors leaving their legacy, but these young guys are starting their own.
Sure. Okay. So, last question. I don't know, maybe just reflect on 5 years, and this is your last home game, and, you know, it's just, I do a lot of interviews after senior day. Never had anything like this, where a last-second field goal win to keep bowl alive and that type of thing. You know, what was the mood in the locker room? What's the feel, you know?
I mean, for today, just we were excited, but kind of in the back of our minds, we all know that it's not done. We got one more in order to get to that bowl game. So, I mean, we all know that, okay, enjoy yourself tonight, but come tomorrow, better be going back hitting the film and everything.
Yeah.
Guys just giving each other hugs, you know, saying we love each other, man. There's no feeling like winning this game specifically. I mean, you know, we've won some games in the past. We won the Arizona State game at night. You know, we beat Minnesota in the homecoming, but this win right here means a lot more than any of those days.
And singing that school song after a win on senior day, you know, I saw a lot of Justin Duvernoy had a lot of tears in his eyes.
I remember that for the rest of my life.
The hardest thing really was seeing my mom this morning, and as soon as I made eye contact with her on the line, I walked, I just started crying, man.
Yeah.
And I saw Heitz's parents were crying. I'm like, man, like, that's really when it hit me, you know, because I've known Heitz's parents for 5 years. You know, I've been to his house more than like 5 times. So, you know, they're like second parents to me, man.
Sure.
And just to see people who you think are tough, you know, you never really see your parents vulnerable and to see them cry. It meant a lot to get this win for them, too.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, Mr. Robert.
All right. Thank you.
Is this hand that much bigger than mine?
Did you read that?
I did.
Hey.
Yours is just a little fatter, you know?
It's mostly the calluses on his dad.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But then my dad's is like that much longer than mine, but his fingers are like that much thicker than mine. I think it's just because he's jammed throughout work and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on, I gotta.